why evangelism succeeded in the early days of the church. Why did the early church succeed in missionary work? Because when you study the book of Acts, you can see that the church, the early church, expanding strongly and quickly and touching many other countries away from Israel or Palestine. So what happened? And again, when you put the comparison, they don't have money, they don't have relationships, they don't have degrees in the university, they were not in a rich church. Concerning any talents or resources, they were very poor. But they did what we cannot do now. They expanded in 100 years in a miraculous way. So I will, in my opinion, give you some points to understand how to help the church nowadays to restore this passion, to restore this energy of missionary service. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That's part of Acts chapter 2. And fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. First of all, study the obstacles of missionary service. We may say that the lack of resources, the Jewish and Roman persecution were much stronger than nowadays, the difficulty of transportation and means of communication, there were no net, no cars, no transportation, but they traveled everywhere in the whole world, and different cultures and backgrounds, much more than nowadays. So if we say that stuff, it's not easy to preach the word of God to non-believers, they should say it 1,000 times, because they had much more problem than we have these days. First of all, they were like a strong, coherent church. In my opinion, when you study the book of Acts, you see one united church. Everyone loves his fellow. All people living in one body, one family. And I see that the church failed to expand or to preach the word of God to non-believers when the church stopped loving each other, when the people failed to love each other inside the church. The members of the church are not in good terms with each other. I think this is the most important point, problem nowadays. We need to love each other, accept each other, look up to each other, respect each other. Consider that Christ will work with every one of you. So by looking this vision, we can now have the power of the Holy Spirit. But when I judge you, when I just see you with the negative side, definitely I am not working with the Holy Spirit. They were having one faith, a clear tradition. So they were following the tradition. There were no Bible. I remember a few months ago I had a meeting with the residents who used to come to Egypt to meet me every few months to push them again. And that was one of my questions. Why the early church succeeded and we now, with all these resources, we cannot move it any step. Actually, one of them told me, Abuna, wait a minute, they had no Bible. The Bible even were not in their hands. Nowadays, when we succeed, we give the Bible to somebody. But even this tool, this resource, were not there. They were just speaking about the good news. So they had many problems. But again, they had one tradition. And they had regular liturgical meeting. When you study the Acts chapter 2, you can see that these people are praying together the liturgy. And the liturgy, you know, push the church forward. Teach them how to love each other. And because they are filled with the Spirit in the liturgy, they go and preach the word of God strongly. So actually we have a continuous dialogue. They listen to each other. They understand each other. They care for every member in the church. They do not ignore any problem. Remember the story of the problem of the widows when they, you know, some of them said that they do not care for us because we are of Hebrew background and this of Greek background. And the church respected the problem and listened to the people and dealt with the problem. Another important point, this church was filled with the Spirit. The early church, you can feel that these people are not, you know, like anyone. These people are really filled with the Spirit. They are very humble. And in all the teachings of the New Testament, you can see that the filling with the Spirit is very much related to the humility. When you are humble, when you pray in a humble way, when you see yourself the least, the last, you will be filled with the Spirit. Nowadays, we are proud of our churches. We are proud being the best. We are proud of many things. So we are not anymore filled with the Spirit. I see that one of the strongest points in the early church was this kind of, you know, the grace of God or the Holy Spirit in the church. That's why it was said, having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. And you know, even the apostles, the superior of the church, Peter and John, they focused on praying the Psalms. The saints of the early church were busy praying. Because sometimes me or the priest or the seniors in the church are not busy in praying. They are busy with many admin problems. But actually St. Peter and St. John, two of the great apostles, were praying the hours, the agbeia in their time. So you can see that praying is very important for the early church, divine liturgy, psalm praying, Jesus prayer. You can see this liturgy and psalms in chapter 2, and you can see Jesus prayer in chapter 3 in the book of Acts. So a church of praying, they know nothing but praying. They believe in praying. And this is also another point. Why the early church succeeded? Because they were purpose-driven church. They were witnessing. They all see the goal. They wanted all the world to love Christ. They have nothing in their life but this goal. They never think of making churches building. They never think of printing the Bible. They are not very much busy with visiting the poor or the sick. But the main goal, the main target is to help people to know Christ. I think we lost it. We lost this target. We are busy with many good things, but not the most important one. How to pray and to preach the name of Christ for everyone. How to help others to know Christ. So, you know, as was given by Christ himself, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Again, Luke, the last chapter, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. They focus on this. Repentance and remission of sins preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Again, in Mark, the last chapter, he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. So the church was moved by this order, this commandment was the top commandment before their eyes. That's why everyone in the church were busy with the salvation of other people. In Matthew, the last chapter, again, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Another point that the church was united, here I mean not only the one faith but also love. Also, you know, it was a living church. All members were active. Nowadays in most of the church we have the level of servants and the level of the people. In the early church there were nothing like this. All people are serving. All members of the church are active. Everyone had his role. The child, the old man, the old woman, all people love and share everything. All people pray together and serve together, and they are working for others, not for themselves. But nowadays, like 10% of the congregation are serving. How about the 90% inactive people? These inactive members are taking the church backwards, are pushing the church away. So again, I think we need to study the book of Acts to see how we can regain the passion of the early days. How can we restore the power of preaching in our Orthodox Church? It's not, you know, a dream. It's not a theory. It's a real fact. Christ is waiting for the church to move on, to restore these days, because he was and is the same. The Holy Spirit working in them is working in us. And if we love each other, if we stick to the one faith, if we see this goal clearly, if we are humble enough to be filled with the Spirit, I think things will change dramatically. Thank you.